Hi, I'm Scott, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Adar Solanki, and we're talking about video, talking about Azure Media Services, and Hyperlapse.
Yes.
This is crazy.
It is really cool, and especially now with the proliferation of GoPros and other action cameras, and in fact, just any handheld camera, like every cell phone nowadays, Hyperlapse is great.
You know, I recently won a GoPro at a convention.
Really?
But all I have is a bunch of GoPro video of me sitting watching Netflix with like a helmet on. It's really stupid.
Now, that's actually a huge problem that GoPro users have. It's that, you know, you put your helmet on, you bike for like an hour,
yeah,
and who's gonna watch that hour long video?
Yeah.
Probably no one.
Basically,
with Hyperlapse,
no
you can condense it, make it a little bit more summarized and exciting by speeding it up and stabilizing it.
Well, why can't I just speed it up, right? I mean, you can put it into Windows Media and then just say, play it at 10x speed.
I can actually show you what happens if you do that, and it's not pretty.
You sure?
It turns out that like when you are filming, it looks great at 1x, but the faster you speed it up,
Every
like imperceptible bump becomes very jarring, and it kind of makes you sick.
Well, you know how when you're playing like a game on the Xbox, and they have the little walking thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like the camera's going, like, I don't like that. You know,
well, imagine
when I'm walking really fast.
Yeah,
when I'm walking, I don't feel that that's happening. So do you have any video of like people walking around, maybe?
Yeah, I actually have a great video that'll demonstrate that. It's a video that shows just the original, which is walking.
Okay.
Then it has walking at 20x with no processing. And then it has what you get if you hyperlapsed it.
Okay, cool.
So.
All right, so here's walking.
This is a shot in Hawaii.
Right, and that's what you get when you're, you know.
Yeah.
So you don't feel that when you're walking.
No, but your hand is not as smooth as you think it is.
Yeah.
Always.
Okay.
So that's decent enough.
So let's speed it up.
And here's just that's not fun. No one wants to see that.
Yeah, that makes me
that makes you sick.
A little nauseous.
But you throw in Hyperlapse in the mix, and look at that.
It's like you're on a rail.
Exactly. It turns into like almost like Steadicam footage, but with a commodity camera.
That's hot. So if I had 2 hours, though, of a really amazing trip or something, you know, I could try processing that on my laptop. It might take forever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know if I want to take all my GoPro footage and run that through myself. Can I do it in the cloud?
Absolutely.
I know that was a softball question because I know the answer.
Yeah. So the MSR team did release the Windows and the mobile versions of Hyperlapse.
Mm-hmm.
And the Azure Media Services team, we took it on ourselves to coordinate with them and also release a cloud version.
Very cool.
And media services happen to be where it landed because we're the video guys in the cloud.
Awesome.
So best way to use it is this handy tool we have called Azure Media Services Explorer, with which you can use all of the media services APIs in a nice point-and-click interface.
And this is an open source tool you can get up
on
GitHub?
Yes, this is on GitHub. You can we can put a link in the description, perhaps.
Sure, absolutely. So this is a tool that anyone who is an Azure Media Services user or enthusiast can use as kind of a rich client
exactly.
on top of their queues and their assets.
Yeah, and it's really rapidly developed by a PM on our team, so whenever a new feature comes out, it'll be here right away.
Mm-hmm.
So I already have a video uploaded here. You just right-click it and process with Hyperlapse, or you can do a Control-Y if you're savvy to the shortcuts.
Okay.
Then you get a nice little form here where you can choose which speed you want to hyperlapse it at. So basically 8x or 12x, 20x, 2x even. And one thing to mention here, we are in a preview state right now. Mm. So it's free for anyone to use, but we limit the number of frames that we hyperlapse to only the first 10,000.
So how long is 10,000 frames?
Well, it depends on your frame rate. It's 5 minutes at a decent frame rate though.
Okay. So I could theoretically take an hour of walking or something and squish it down at, you know, 20 or 30x and and get a decent 5 minute video.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you're watching more than 5 minutes of time-lapse video, you probably have problems.
Yeah, it's great for making these quick ones to throw in the middle of when you're editing a nice video.
Mm-hmm.
So then you just launch it off here and
so this is like a different processor because the Azure Media Services pipeline has these pluggable processors,
absolutely.
Right?
We have the encoder, we have Azure Media Indexer, and this is a new one, Azure Media Hyperlapse, or Hyperlapse for Azure Media Services.
Mm-hmm. So this makes me think like this is yet another piece of the kind of the Lego blocks that I like to plug together in Azure. Someone should make a business that takes money from GoPro users and does this.
Does this, essentially, yeah.
And upsells them.
It's very possible. Someone out there probably will after watching this.
I hope that they do, because the idea is just hanging here. We've given it to you for free. So if you either have a GoPro or you are the president of GoPro, there is a business here waiting to happen. Call him right now. Very cool. Thanks for sharing that.
Absolutely.
We're going to do some GoPro videos here on Azure Friday.